I thought it was fantastic. I thought, I think first and foremost, I need to talk about Aiden. What a hat-trick. I was delighted with the first goal from 8 yards, as I was with the next two great strikes, one left foot, one right foot. He's got that ability and that quality to do that. He's certainly been missed by the team in the first 4 or 5 games of the season. So to have him back today was good. But it just wasn't, you know, the goal was his all-round performance was good. He linked the lines really well. You know, certainly a key play for us last season. I think was maybe underestimated by a lot of people what a loss he was at the starting 11. You talk about the team as a whole, from the goalkeeper upwards. You know, Jordan was excellent, made some vital saves, a point blank, and was only denied a clean sheet by the crazy deflection. But the back four were much better, you know, much more aware of danger. We've worked long and hard over the last 10 days on the back four and the midfield shape, and that's obviously got their rewards today. But I thought all over the park, I thought the subs had come on, played their part. I thought we managed the game really well. That was the pleasing thing. I thought Sean Williams and Jimmy Rexton in the middle of the park are managing the game. And when you play 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1, and you play against a 4-3-3, you can't press the ball. And sometimes you have to sit and be patient. And I thought our game plan worked a treat.
And to put it in context, I mean, people will look at the league table, say Crewe were there right down there. I mean, they don't look a bad side. They probably just lack a little bit of goal threat up front.
I think that was the danger. Me and Livers drove up here last week to watch the game, and they were excellent against Swindon, much better than Swindon, should have won the game comfortably, and didn't. And when the goal went in to make it 1-1, you think, is that their turning point? You know, are we going to be on the wrong end of another bit of bad luck? But it wasn't to be, and that's the character of the group. The dressing room's really strong. Got some good leaders in there. We've got a lot of young lads who are going to be naive, but they're energetic. And like Aiden's goals, they're willing to try things and take risks. And I talk about getting the mix and the blend. And you know, two good wins doesn't mean you've got it right. You know, keep striving to be better. And what I've just said to the boys, that's a terrific win, but that's the start of a hard week, but it's a good start.
Yeah, and that week follows on with Tuesday night and Port Vale, your game in hand, if you like. You know, if you could get something up there, all of a sudden, the start of the season begins to recede into into history, and you can start to look forward.
Yeah, we've had ups and downs at the start of the season. That continued throughout the season with a new group. You know, certainly going to take time, and you know, be honest, nobody in our dressing room has spoke about league tables or teams looking good or looking bad. You know, that's not in our interest at the moment. Our interest is getting ourselves right, and that's the main thing. And at times we've been really good in games, even when we've lost, we've been really good. And other times we've been really inconsistent. And what we have to be is more consistent throughout 90 minutes. And when we're not very good, we have to be solid and hard to break down. And hopefully a little bit of luck. And when you're good, you have to take your chances.